gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. Today, we're again going to discuss the disturbing story of Pizzagate, revealed by WikiLeaks. Pizzagate has led to the ongoing investigation into the worldwide pedophile and human trafficking network, which is now spreading like wildfire all over the globe. Pizzagate has simply uncovered what everybody in Washington has always known, that virtually every politician of note in the U.S. is controlled by having been compromised with either an illegal or outrageous sexual affair, and often with underage children. In America, this has always been the easiest way to bring down a non-compliant elected official. Pizzagate only represents the tip of the global iceberg of the profound criminality committed against the children of the world. Pizzagate relates to a much larger worldwide pedophile network ring known as Pedogate, and involves an international crime syndicate that trades in the exploitation of children in countries all over the globe. What makes Pizzagate so explosive is that all the key players involved are deep inside Washington politics, U.S. government influence peddling, and federal power broking. The CIA controls the many pedogates occurring nationwide and also monitors every one of them. These child abuse operations are implemented as a primary control mechanism that keeps American politicians in complete check. There have been many high-profile cases involving the pedophile network in the U.S., as well as satanic occult rituals involving Washington politicians long before the Pizzagate scandal broke out. One of the most prevalent cases is the Franklin scandal. The documentary on the Franklin scandal, titled Conspiracy of Silence, exposed the network of Washington politicians and religious leaders who kidnapped children and flew them around the country for sex orgies. I posted that documentary on my Facebook page for people who are interested in the story, and I've also posted many articles and videos on my Facebook page to refer to during our discussion. My guest today is Aaron, who was employed by the National Security Agency for close to 10 years. I'm only going to give his first name because I don't want him identified by the NSA. He quit the NSA shortly after Edward Snowden released all the information on the NSA. Today, Aaron will discuss the many different ways world leaders have been able to cover up the pedophile and human trafficking network and keep their involvement hidden from the population, including the involvement of the mainstream media. So I'll bring Aaron on now. So welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. You want to tell us a little bit, how long have you been investigating this pedophile network?
Well, I was investigating the pedophile network things after the initial Podesta emails dropped.
Right.
They pretty well from the start, but they're taking it back further. There are quite a few other WikiLeaks that point to the same thing. So,
right.
Specifically the global intelligence files. So I've been actually looking at it from that perspective. There wasn't the same amount of spotlight on the code and language used in the whole Pizzagate thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's funny, we put the name Pizzagate on it, you know, and that makes it easy reference, you know, for us researchers in reporting on it.
Right.
You know, but,
right.
Yeah, I'm amazed at all the different information that has come out in those emails. How far do they go back, those emails? You know, offhand?
They go back, as far as usable information, the Podesta
right.
emails go back to about 2005.
Really? 2005?
Yes, and global security emails go back to about the same time period.
Uh huh. Wow, I didn't realize that. And so is that when, you know, we talk about, you know, the history of this. This has been going on for, well, my God, this has been going on for 50 years, 60 years. You know, and these MKUltra slaves that they bring up and put in government. That's been going on, I think, since the 40s or 50s they started that.
Yes.
You know, so this stuff has been going on forever.
The actual child exploitation has been going on since time immemorial. There wasn't even a word for pedophilia before the 1800s. So there were
no
philias at all.
Right, right. Well,
psychology is a rather young
science. Right. Is, you know, it's almost embarrassing to report on this. You know, I mean, well, it's embarrassing. It's so hard to investigate. I mean, I was investigating this for about a year before that those emails even came out, because I was planning on writing a book on the worldwide leaders running this international pedophile and human trafficking network.
Right.
But I don't think there'd be any need for a book now. There'll be plenty of them out.
The market will be flooded.
Right, right. But, you know, I was posting today, I always bring up that Franklin scandal, and I would say if that had been properly investigated and exposed, well, some of the politicians sitting in Congress today would be in prison. There was so many
Larry
involved.
King was never actually indicted on the child sex trafficking portion. In fact, no one was.
Right,
he went
right.
to jail for fraud, financial fraud.
Sure,
and that's
how they covered up for him that, right? Because they centered the whole criminal case on that. Yeah, explain that, what they did with that deal and the Franklin cover-up.
Well, it's the history of at least the media-exposed history of child trafficking. There's an earlier scandal that took place in Chicago. If anybody was interested, if you go to archives.chicagotribune.com/1977/05/16, the lead story, everything above the fold, is about Chicago being the hub of a national child porno ring. That was in 1977.
Wow.
Nothing came of that.
No. And I'm thinking back, I don't know why I wouldn't have recognized it then, so that went right over my head. But, yeah, I would like to see those stories.
I will definitely send them to you, but if anybody is listening wants to type in what I said, archives.chicagotribune.com/1977/05/16, you'll see what I'm talking about. In that article, actually buried somewhere around page 8, is a reference to the Dallas police having arrested a man for basically trafficking child pornography, selling it
right.
abroad and domestically.
Mm-hmm.
They recovered 30,000 or so names, which they turned over to the State Department, and the State Department promptly destroyed all the names, just got rid of them.
Now, that was down in Texas?
The Dallas police arrested this guy. Chicago reported it.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy because Chicago was basically the hub of underage prostitution and pornography. The producers, the guy in Texas was selling the stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, in those articles, did they name any politicians?
Politicians were among the consumers of the material, but those names were destroyed.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So how many articles did they put out on this?
Say that again?
How many articles did the Tribune put out on this report?
Well, in the ensuing months, they put out several, but this particular issue, the May 16th, 1977 issue, is mostly... I mean, all of the most important stories are about pornography, child pornography, prostitution, etc.
Right.
There are very few other ones.
Right. Wow. So
then,
so they said politicians were the buyers, but they buried those names.
Yes, some politicians were buyers. There are rank-and-file people that were also purchasers, but really the politicians, the ones in policy-making authority are the ones that are of concern.
Right.
And routinely, they're excluded from any and all court records, by hook or by crook.
Right, right. Yeah, we talked earlier, and we talked over some of these ways that they're hiding this, and in all different countries. I don't think Americans realize it, like, you know, that the Vatican, the Pope, the Queen, all of them have been found guilty of this child rape and murder and
well, I wouldn't,
human trafficking, you know.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say they've been found guilty because they've never been tried, but they certainly,
well, they have in this,
all the evidence
court
is there.
No, they have been tried in this international, I forget the name of it right now, but I had Kevin on my show that, no, they have
okay.
been. And the Pope, the last two popes, the Queen, all different kings and stuff from other countries, and they, I don't know, I it's been a while. I need to look up to really talk about it more. But they are all convicted of this, that they're baby murderers and rapists and human traffickers. And then, you know, like every time there's a bust, I mean, in England, say, let's talk about, you know, they've had how many investigations into the pedophile network in that country? Can you talk about that?
Tremendous.
And how long that has dragged out? Yeah, in the UK.
Oh, it drags on into perpetuity. It'll never end because the people who are responsible are never going to face any kind of justice.
Really?
The there's a video that was, it was a 60-minute segment, which I believe took up the entire hour of an episode of 60 Minutes in Australia that outlined it and named names of sitting politicians in Britain and in Australia.
Right. You know, and this happens, and that was a big documentary. What the heck was the name of that? I posted that on my Facebook page.
Conspiracy of Silence?
No, that one was, oh, but that one you were just talking about in Australia on 60 Minutes. That they had.
Yeah, it was just a 60-minute segment.
Okay.
I can definitely share you the link.
Right. I know I posted on my Facebook page already. But, yeah, it's out there. I mean, yeah, if you go up and down my Facebook page, you'll find about every story out there in all different countries about this going on. But, you know, it's busting open now, but you would never know that reading the mainstream media in the United States. That's for sure.
Absolutely not.
No, like you talked about that bus they just had in Norway. Talk about that a little bit again.
Well, that actually was precipitated. The Norwegians busted a huge pedophilia ring. They busted a huge pedophilia ring at the same time in the U.S. A big pedophilia ring was broken open, centering in Columbus, Ohio, of all places. That
right, and they put the lid on that, right?
Say that again?
I said, and they put the lid on that, right? I mean, I never heard about it.
Oh, yeah. They put the lid on it. It's in, you can find references to it in U.S. news, but it's not ever going to be on the mainstream sites. But 230 actual victims were freed, 230 plus. I think they arrested 170 people. But the ring, as it was determined, had some 70,000 consumers in it. That's a lot of people.
Right. And all this is going on, and then they sit there and say that this Pizzagate is fake news, and the mainstream media does everything it can to cover it up.
They aren't telling the story, that's for certain. The bust that we were just talking about actually were precipitated by the Anthony Weiner thing. That laptop the FBI had in their possession, they got it sometime around early December, and all those busts happened in mid-December. Now, causation, correlation, maybe it had nothing to do with it, but it's pretty suspect.
Right. Well, you know what I can't even believe is, like, these people go out there, like Podesta went out there on Meet the Press or some of them talk shows, you know, and just acts like nothing has happened. In the whole show that he was on, they sat there and gave him the softball questions. Not all he did was argue about how, you know, deflect off that Russia is the hack and argue about who got the emails. Nothing about, well, John, might you just explain a little bit, if they're wrong about what you guys are talking about, that could you tell the listeners what you guys really are meaning when you're talking about pizza and hot dogs all the time?
That would be a pretty simple thing to do, but they haven't done it. They have never disavowed the contents of the emails. And it's one of the best memes I've seen floating around the internet was a couple at a counselor complaining about the husband cheating.
Right.
And the counselor says, well, to be fair, you did get notification from the Russians hacking his phone. And she's like, oh, I guess that's okay then. It's insane to me that people are focused on where the source of the truth happens to be instead of the truth.
Right. Well, I would say, I mean, this investigation is going on all over the world. We call it the Pizzagate investigation, but, I mean, you know, other countries have gotten busted, and we'll talk more about in the UK because they have just gotten away with this for, my God, years and years and years and years, that it's right out there in the open, you know, that I just don't understand what people think that we would be investigating this for if it was fake news, if there was nothing to it. What would we be investing all our hours of time on this for?
It would be a tremendous waste of resources if there was nothing to it. But
right.
The public at large doesn't invest any time into it, so they just take what's given to them as the answer. For instance, in that 1977 case I was talking about from the Chicago Tribune, one guy went to jail. He went to jail. There's a pattern. The pattern plays out in every single one of these cases. Large ring is uncovered. A couple of patsies are thrown under the bus. They're given sentences that seem commensurate with their crimes. They serve 1 or 2 years of those sentences. They're released, and they go right back to doing what they were doing.
Sure.
There's no way that people like Jerry Sandusky could get away with doing what they did for as long as they did without assistance. But Jerry Sandusky went to jail. You see what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, look at how long that took to drag out. That they let that go on at that university for all those years.
And there was the other members of the faculty were complicit. There's no way they could have gotten away with it for that long unless they were complicit.
Absolutely.
The same thing,
you know,
with the whole Larry King thing. That boys' town in Nebraska where all the boys came from for that prostitution ring, no one went to jail for that.
Yeah, right, eh? Man.
Still to this day. And the facts are not even disputed.
Right. And there's plenty of witnesses out about that that have testified about that. And that is
not just the witnesses. The witness statements that have been, the people that have disappeared as a result of that, just gone. Nobody thinks that's suspicious?
Well, right, and now, I mean, involving this, I mean, they just kill anybody nowadays right out in the open, and they don't care who sees it. You know, I mean, we talked about that, about when they thought that Seth Rich was the one that leaked from the DNC, leaked this information, and he turns up dead, and it's just like, oh, well, let's go on.
And he may have been the leak. There's actually a reward for any information leading to his murderers.
Mm-hmm.
But he was an example. I mean, it just seems like that's the way the mob works.
Yeah,
they silence everyone by making an example of someone.
Right. And like that Monica down in Haiti, that was murdered.
The Haitian blogger.
Investigating the child trafficking down there, and she gets murdered. And there again, nothing gets done about it. It just goes along. I mean, so this is a worry to anybody investigating.
It is. And most of the people that I've talked to who are actually investigating it are taking whatever precautions they can to keep their anonymity.
Right.
Registering for VPN service or proxy service, using only the Tor browser or Tails to do their research. Those are all good ideas. People die over this.
Right. Well, yeah, and I'll tell listeners, we're taping this so early because anytime I have a show on this, they interfere with the calls, and they'll cut off, you know, one phone, and they'll cut off the other, and then you got to try to call back in, and I don't even know what listeners hear when that happens. But anyhow, the last time I went to do a show on this, they cut it off. They cut it completely off at a half an hour, and they kept the whole network offline for over 2 hours.
That is one of the things that I've noticed. There is a huge Verizon facility that was constructed for the Department of Homeland Security in Ashburn, Virginia. And those IP addresses routinely try to gain access to any server I run.
Really?
Routinely.
Uh-huh.
They try standard username password pairs until they get locked out because my servers are configured to lock out after so many tries.
Right.
But
right.
The logs are full of those attempts.
Right. Well, yeah, and YouTube and you know, Google and all of them are sabotaging this investigation so bad. I mean, it takes me so long now, at, you know, that I have to try to repost videos or articles umpteen times to get them to stay up, or else they'll take the picture off. They'll, you know, they won't post it, and then I can tell because, I mean, I have enough friends that if something doesn't have a like and it's in the middle of 10 other ones, I know darn well that they're blocking it.
Yes.
You know, that, and then I posted a thing today that's on this human trafficking awareness training by the Homeland Security. And I said, what a joke that is. Is the Department of Homeland Security going to bust the D.C. pedophile and human trafficking network? What a joke.
They
even have that. But
seems
you said
to be rife with people who are doing the trafficking. So
right.
It's unlikely they're going to do anything to stop it.
Right. Well, here I was going down my Facebook page. Here's another thing. Over 100 children accuse UN peacekeepers of rape, and not a single soldier gets charged. And I've been following that story for probably a year or two, that this happens all the time. These phony charity organizations that we set up all over the world, they're just there for this. They're just pedophiles and human trafficking organizations, just like the Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Foundation was the thing that everyone was told to focus on when the story
right.
first broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, without any doubt, the most corrupt money-laundering institution I've ever laid eyes on. There are links to known pedophiles, obviously, but there are also links to if people really dig into the Clinton Foundation, they will find that the Clinton Foundation is instrumental in having funded ISIS.
Right, exactly. Right, right. Starting all these
the point of pointing that out is these people have no problem with murder.
No.
It's another day.
Right, right. And then I was hearing this morning how this trafficking of children in these wars, you know, like, probably it was a couple of weeks ago where I seen 10,000 Syrians just disappeared from a rescue boat, you know. And
they
the worldwide media, whatever, reports this, but nothing gets done about it.
People that are perpetrating the crimes prosecute themselves for perpetrating the crimes. It's just not going to happen.
Right. And another thing that people aren't aware of is how this organ trafficking is right in there too, this organ harvesting. It's all a big, it's all part of the grand war profiteering scheme. You know, this thing of selling arms and organ harvesting and child trafficking, it's all one. And they just do it all over the globe. And in these countries that they go and take over, they just traffic these children and kill the people, take their organs. I mean, I posted a video not very long ago. It was a picture of all these dead Syrian kids that were, you know, they took the organs out of them. And the biggest buyer of those organs is the U.S., of course. The U.S. is the worst country in the world. They're at the head.
The U.S. has the most money to burn for viable organs. It's true.
Yeah. So I suppose, you know, if there's somebody like Rothschild that needs another heart transplant at 100 and some years old, he's had 7, you know, they just kill these kids or kill these people and take the organs.
That's the idea. Keep the people who are elite alive at the expense of the people who are not.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, this whole human trafficking network has shown up numerous times, you know, and they've covered it up, but not this time, not this time. It's all over the world. It's been breaking out. And then there's those trials over in Australia, too, of the different groups and everything that have allowed this pedophilia and human trafficking and stuff to go on. And they had a lot of the priests and things, too, in those trials over there in Australia. Have you followed those at all?
Yes, I have followed those, not nearly to the extent of the U.S. aspect, but
right.
the conclusion that I'm drawing from it, that I won't say I've drawn conclusively, but mm-hmm. I'm approaching the point where I don't think there's a single politician at any national level anywhere who isn't touched by it.
Well, in the United States, there's not. I'm convinced now that these candidates are already complicit by the time they even get into office. Before, it used to be that they had to make them complicit, like back in the Franklin scandal days, you know, it came out how they would compromise politicians by they'd get into Congress or whatever, that then they'd invite them to parties, say at Barney Frank's joint up there or something, where in the early evening they'd have hookers and drinking and all this kind of stuff. But then later they would bring in the children and then the politicians they would actually drug those politicians so that they would end up having sex with those children so they could tape them, so they'd be blackmailed. So that was back in
Correct.
The 70s and 80s. We're here now. They're all complicit now when they go in. You know, like I was telling you today, like that Paul Bonacci from the Franklin scandal days testified under oath that with him, he was taken as a small child and traumatized and turned into an MKUltra slave. And what they did with him was pass him around, of course, to all the different politicians, to the White House and to Bohemian Grove and to all these sex parties for politicians. And then he said what they were going to do is have him go into the military for a short stint in there to build up a little career. Then when he got out, they planned on making him ambassadors to other countries, and that would have to be the president, you know, makes people ambassadors. And then
right.
when he got back from there, they would put him in office. So he was programmed from an infant to be this, to be complicit in running our government. So this is what they've done since then.
The worst part of that whole thing is it is so unfathomable to the rank and file
right.
that could even happen. There's no way that can happen. That's insane. It's ludicrous. The problem is when you start digging into it, you find, well, yes, not only can it happen, but it does, and there are examples that aren't even secret.
Right, right.
People say there's no way American politicians are involved in this kind of child pornography / child rape. The only thing you have to say at that point is Dennis Hastert.
That's
Your
right.
entire premise is invalid. There's at least one. That means there could
right.
be more.
Well, exactly. And Podesta talked about Dennis Hastert. And people don't know, Dennis Hastert was the Speaker of the House at the time. And
he was a Republican.
Right. Because people like to say, well, this is Democrat or Republican. And I tell people it is not. It is all
of them. Has nothing to do with party.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And they all have this on each other. So it's just all a big joke. I mean, I tell people, why do you think our politicians are passing laws like mandatory vaccines for kids that absolutely go against everything Americans want, you know, or even like the Patriot Act or allowing all this spying to go on? It's because they're all compromised and they all do it, just like Justice Scalia was killed, the same thing. I mean, I don't even remember what the heck Obama wanted from him or whatever, but what happened there was the Veterans Today wrote a big article on that. There was a big bust over in another country, I think in Italy or something, and they got a hold of one of the main pedophiles' computers. Well, he had all the names on it of all the pedophiles here, and of course Scalia was a big runner of the operation for the U.S., and he was a big part in making sure that judges and everything get into the judiciary that are compromised so that if, you know, some of the pedophiles come along that they won't get convicted and end up in prison, that they'll get off. You know, but I tell people, I told you today about like Joe Biden, that pedophile. I mean, right, they throw this in our face, right on national TV when he's swearing in members of Congress and stuff, he's feeling up them little girls right in front of
yes.
the camera for everybody to watch, and people don't get this, and them parents are both compromised, involved in this, so they let it go on, right for the whole world to watch on C-SPAN.
They do. Their ambition keeps them from protecting their own kids. That's
right.
unfathomable to me.
It's
unconscionable that a parent would allow their child to be harmed on purpose, but so many of them do it.
Well, you know, they all are involved with their own kids. I mean, all these politicians, their kids, they're put through this same, you know, sexual abuse and everything that they do to other kids.
Definitely.
And it is so disgusting. And this is what's so hard for people to grasp, that this could be true, that you would treat your own children this way. But yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And that's why so many of them end up, you know, acting so screwed up and shit like this. Well, the programming's getting glitches just like the movie stars.
It comes to a point where they have it down to such a science that it takes practically no time to reprogram a person.
Right, right. All these rehabs, when celebrities go to rehab, that's reprogramming centers.
Yeah.
Where their glitches in their programs have went. You see them acting strange on TV. And I don't know, a lot of the listeners who haven't researched a lot of this, like into Hollywood and stuff, they go and look at the videos where they put all the different movie stars and newscasters and everything else when they get a glitch in their program, and they just freeze in place. And they're right in the midst of a conversation, like Al Roker there, just stands there in a daze staring off, because I think it was a term like a holy grail or something somebody said, and that must have been the trigger for his program. And he just stands there.
Trigger words are a big part of the whole thing. Again, it all sounds like wacky, wackadoo conspiracy stuff to people who don't know that there's some validity to it. So anyone who thinks it's wackadoo, wacky conspiracy stuff really ought to just look at what's available for public consumption. There's so much of it, you might not know where to start. But the fact that there is that much of it that's available for public consumption means that everyone's asleep at the switch.
Right. But there is now enough out there for public consumption. I mean, the Internet has screwed them. I mean, I think they put up the Internet, you know, mess with us and everything, but it has backfired. And that's why they're trying to control it so much now, you know, because we've come right back at them.
Every day, more and more people wake up to the reality that they don't understand reality.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was somebody like me. Like I said, I was researching this for probably a year before those emails came out. So, I mean, I'm seasoned to it where I can stomach, you know, the videos and the things showing us what's going on and everything. But, man, the average person can't handle this, can't put their head around this and see what they're actually doing. And, you know, with me, I spent with children. When we talk about child porn and stuff, you know, I mean, it can't get any sicker than it is. I mean, we're talking about child porn. We're not talking about just little kids. We're talking about infants. You know,
that,
I mean, we talked about this today. I don't even understand how this can happen, how somebody can rape an infant, but they do it.
That's the part that makes most people shut down. They're like, there's no way that's happening. That's not even possible. It is happening. It is possible. There are cases of that in the news where they find sexually traumatized infants. Typically, they die from their injuries.
Yeah, I imagine.
What happens to the people who perpetrate that crime? There's almost no instance of anyone going to jail for it.
Right. And all this time this has been going on, you know, I told you I had Fiona Barnett on. She's from Australia, and they started her when she was so little. And I think, she was abused, you know, when she was just an infant and everything else. And then they flew her over here to be raped by Richard Nixon when she was only 5 years old. Now, at the time, they had to have Secret Service. He was in a plane. And so she had to be instructed to go up in this plane and go back by him and all this kind of stuff. He injured her so bad when he raped her that she had to be sewed up down there. And a woman medic did that. They all know this is going on, and they let it. This little 5-year-old girl.
I think the only reason I can think of where people would let it, unless they're involved, is knowing full well they're going to die if they say anything about it.
Right. Well, yeah, so then they flew her out to Bohemian Grove, and there she was with Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham, and then over to Disneyland. Disneyland is just that they program people, these MKUltra slaves at Disneyland. So, and she said they had big sex parties after they closed down Disneyland, and Ted Turner raped her out there when she's just a little child. You know, they're all involved in this. I mean, and, you know, didn't he start CNN, Ted Turner?
Yes, he did. To the best of my knowledge, yeah. He still owns CNN.
Oh, okay. So CNN, you know, lies through its teeth about this ain't happening, this fake news. And, yeah, the owner of the company is a big perpetrator in this. And the other thing that people don't understand, I think, and I didn't, is their addiction to blood and this killing babies and children and people for their blood, to drink this blood. And now these people are getting so old that there's so many of them, and the Hollywood celebrities and everything, that they need all the more blood. There's so many of them.
That aspect of it is disgusting.
Oh,
I purposely shy away from the religious aspect of it. And the reason I shy away from the religious aspect of it is because when you start saying the word satanic influence, typically people who remember the satanic panic from the 80s, which, by the way, is related to the entire thing, shut down. They're like, I remember that satanic nonsense from the 80s. That nothing ever came of that. In fact, something did come of that. Some people were jailed, and a whole bunch of records went up in smoke and arsons, separate arsons, for which no one was ever charged.
Exactly.
But that was me. Go ahead.
Well,
I was going to say it precipitated the satanic panic in the 80s, where all the parents were worried about local cults that didn't really pan out into anything. So once bitten, twice shy. I don't say anything about it because they're harming children. That's really all you need.
Well, the problem was with me. See, I told you earlier that I didn't watch TV for 15 years, so I didn't know what's going on TV, how they're perverting everybody. And I never looked into a cult or magic or Satanism or nothing. I just thought that was all BS, you know. I never looked into it and everything. And so that's where I missed a big part of this, why I didn't catch on to this a lot sooner, and I had never looked at the perversion of Disney and all this stuff. And so that's why I never caught on to this, I think, that how widespread it is. And now that I've been investigating, you know, all the Disney cartoons and movies and all this kind of stuff and the celebrities and stuff, this is rampant. And I don't know what else to call it but satanic, what they do. I mean, what other word do you have for this business of killing babies and draining their blood and drinking it and stuff?
There aren't really a tremendous number of words for it outside of overtly evil.
Yeah.
It's just despicable.
Yeah. And they're cannibals. I mean, this business of Fiona described when she was at a took her to this big hall, I think it was in Great Britain, and everybody in the town knew about it. I mean, the police are guarding the hall and stuff so nobody can come in. And what they did was they had this big ritual where they had all these young kids, like 8 or 10 boys, standing there, and she thinks they were drugged or something because they didn't even move. But what they do is they kill them all. Then, like Max Spence from Mad Max, he was the one in that incident that he used this big long thing and just sliced their heads off one by one. And then they had another woman that they did an abortion on. They didn't even sedate her or nothing. Just cut her wide open and took that baby out and then drained the blood out. And then they eat that baby. And then she said, then after that, they have this big sex orgy. Everybody just has wild sex after they drink that blood, that they get high on it and stuff. And she said, and then one of them came and brought one of the little boy's heads and made her take a bite out of it. She's a little girl. A bite out of this dead head. Yeah. No, people that have lived through this and survived, I don't know how they do. I mean, it's just so horrifying.
The trauma that most people undergo on a daily basis in that life is unimaginable for anyone, which is why most people recoil from it when you start talking about it. It's like the worst horror movie you've ever imagined, only 10,000 times worse because it's real.
Right. And these celebrities, you know, they can be all the rich and famous they want, but their lives are miserable. I mean, when they sign up to join this deal to be rich and famous, you know, they make life so nice and everything for them, but after they sign on to the deal, their life is hell.
It's a literal soul-selling enterprise. They consume people, literally and figuratively.
Right. Well, did you see that video that I put out on my Facebook page about one of these, it's a pedophile party because it's all the celebrities, and they're going, and what their meal was a one piece of cheese pizza, which means, you know, for people that don't know, cheese means little girls. And then walnuts on the side. Walnuts means people of color. And then right. noodles. And noodles means, pasta means little boys. So that was what they served there. And then they have all these bodies on the table that are supposed to be real bodies that they make like they're carving out their hearts and things and eating it. And then afterwards, right. and what they pay for this is $2,500 for a ticket or something like that, but the tickets go for $25,000 to $100,000. So those $25,000 to $100,000 must be the ones that stayed for the pedophile party afterwards and rape and murder all the kids. And this was just it was either this year already or last year. That this, and you can go on my Facebook page, and the videos are there, and look at them and see all the stars that are there. They're all involved in this. If they aren't, they ain't going to be in Hollywood.
The Washington Post mm-hmm. ran an article about D.C.'s serious sex trafficking problem last year around this time. And it mentions names. That's mainstream. If people don't understand that that's a mainstream outlet, if they're having difficulty believing anything we're saying, check out the Washington Post.
A year ago.
It was, I want to say, around January 15th. January 15th, 2016.
Wow. What names did they name?
Let's see if I can pull up that article. They used code names for the actual people who were arrested and the children. Obviously, they can't name minors.
Right.
But they were trafficked to bigwigs. The article, if you search Washington Post for sex slavery isn't just a problem overseas, you'll get the article.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, now, they did come out with articles saying this is fake news, right? So,
The Washington Post?
Yeah. Now?
Yes, they have come out and said that there's no basis for the whole Pizzagate thing. And the fun thing about the whole Pizzagate thing is there have been many red herrings planted by, I guess, counter-intel operatives, people trying to throw people off the scent. There was a supposed menu from one of the pizza places published that it included the words rape and murder. That's way too convenient.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that.
Right. Some of those type things you have to recognize as op. They're
right.
They're specifically meant to throw the rank and file researcher off the scent.
Right. Well, this is so scary, I'll tell you. And Mike keeps saying that if we don't bust this open now, it's never going to be. And what are they going to throw on our faces next? I mean, what did they do in California now? Just make it so child prostitution isn't illegal?
Yeah, they decriminalize child prostitution. There is a concerted effort to normalize pedophilia and
right.
child prostitution the world
right.
over, not just in the United States. But California always leads the charge. What's
right.
the saying, as goes California, so goes the nation kind of thing?
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I say, and this is the examples that I'm saying. They pass these kind of laws that everybody objects to vehemently, and they just go right ahead and do it and say, F you to everybody. These are the complicit politicians, and it's all the way down to local levels.
So irrespective of their constituency, they're going to press forward with whatever plans they've already made.
Right. And what about vaccinations? I'm telling you, they really think that they are going to somehow force parents to inject those poisons into their own children. This is not going to happen. But they think they're going to. No.
I've spoken with a whole bunch of folk who go along with the program because it's the law. I think
really
one of the biggest problems with people is that we have been taught to conflate moral with legal. Things that are legal are not always moral. Things that are illegal are not always immoral. And people need to recognize that I think it was Bob Marley who said, it's our responsibility to disobey bad laws.
Right. Yes, it is. And now it's getting to the point that, right, forcing all these medical treatments on people and stuff, and it's not only vaccines they're forcing on kids. I mean, psych drugs and everything they're poisoning them with, that, and forcing parents that they'll have Child Protective Services take your kid away if you won't let them drug them and things. And the thing is, now in the United States, you have just as much to fear about Child Protective Services because they're in with this child trafficking pedophile ring. And if you take your kids, you're likely never to see them again.
The evidence of that you just said is the Nebraska Boys Town thing from the Franklin case. They pulled these kids out of the system to sell them into prostitution. And that's not a secret.
Right. It's no. I mean, this happened in like you said, that Larry King, he only got arrested and went to prison for a short time, really, for embezzling money out of that credit union and everything. But that was not the story. I mean, who gave a shit about the money in that credit union compared to what he was doing with these kids?
The real story there, the real thing he should have gone to prison for, was harming innocents. But the only crime that seems to get any kind of punishment is financial crime. You look at why is Bernie Madoff in jail? It's because he robbed the rich folk. You can rob poor people all you want. You're going to get a slap on the wrist. But if you rob rich people, you're done, Jack.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, he got sent to prison. Well, you know, that Jack Abramoff, when he got sent to prison back for I don't know what all, I forget what, but he was involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
In this human trafficking.
Well, if you look at Jeffrey Epstein's sentence, it was incredibly light considering what he did. And he's very well connected, so it's obvious why his sentence was incredibly light. And he, if you're part of that
network, the media is so involved with these people, too. The media is involved in this. I mean, when he got out of prison, they had a party for him. Who was there? George Stephanopoulos, Katie Couric. Mm-hmm. You know, welcomed me home from his prison stint where he only stayed like 6 hours a day and he could fly off anywhere during the day. It was such a joke. But no, he's the head of this pedophile network in the U.S., him and this guy with this guy with Comet Pizza. Now, why the hell does everybody care about this owner of this pizza joint? You know, who the hell cares? Why was he on mainstream media, on Fox News and CNN and stuff talking? Why are they protecting a little pizza joint owner?
How is a pizza slinger one of the most influential men in Washington? That's been brought up thousands of times. How is it that a guy who sells pizza and steaks is somehow one of the most important people in a city full of the world's most important people? It just doesn't make any sense.
No. And that joint is nothing special. And I said, all these rich, rich people in them emails, you know. And you know, you'd think they'd be talking about going to some nice expensive steakhouse or, you know, restaurant and stuff, and they talk about pizza and hot dogs all the time. That's what they have to eat all the time, I'm sure. And that bit about Obama flying in and the guy even saying in the email, tax dollars used, $65,000 of tax dollars used to fly in pizza and hot dogs from Chicago for a White House private party. Well, that isn't allowed because you're not allowed to bring any food into that White House. And so what the hell were they doing with pizza in $65,000 worth of pizza and hot dogs from a party?
That's a tremendous amount of money for hot dogs. Poor people eat hot dogs because they're cheap.
Right, right. But these guys thrive on them. You know,
you can feed an entire family of four from one pizza that costs $10.
Right.
You see, it makes no sense.
In that Elefantis, he gets caught in so many lies, like saying there ain't no basement and stuff under his place and stuff, where a year before he mentioned how they store all this tomato sauce that they make pizzas with in the basement and everything, you know. And he does this on mainstream media, but then they don't come back and correct that and say, oh, you know, we were wrong. He said this, but that's not true. He said here a year ago that he has a basement. You know, he said people are making up these lies.
Even when they do fact-check, they fact-check, you know, half-heartedly. They have all the permits for the basement stuff were on a different building. Whether or not that actually took place in the Comet Ping Pong building, I don't know. I've not been there. But it just seems strange that they would post something that literally says kill room on the Instagram feed.
Yeah, for a big ice locker or something, isn't it? Or what is it? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, it was a walk-in freezer or a walk-in reefer of some sort, refrigerator. A refrigeration unit, any way you slice it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they killing in there? Tomatoes?
Yeah, right. Now, did you investigate those visits that Elefantis made to the White House late at night?
I have read about them. As far as investigating them, they just seem like more circumstantial evidence pointing to the big circle of people that are involved in nefarious crap.
Right. Because I mean, I looked at the times on that on the times that he went to the White House, and I think that I posted something on my Facebook today that the people that he brought with him, and one of them was a film porn films or something. I mean, it was
lots of porn stars in and out of the White House all the time. The visitor logs don't lie about that.
Oh, really?
A lot of gay porn stars and straight porn stars are in and out of there constantly.
Really?
As far back as the Kennedy administration.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing that I found strange was this a bit too. Well, he ain't bringing pizza to the White House because he ain't allowed. So what the hell is he going there at midnight for?
Right.
What the hell is going on at the White House at midnight that you're bringing people that film porn movies and shit to the White House at midnight?
Well, yeah, there are many photographs of the president and his wife and various staffers at the various pizza places on that block.
Right.
That's kind of a weird thing that the president goes out to the pizza shop routinely.
Right. Well, you know, I think that they must just be dying about now, and world leaders all over the world to see this happening. You know, in Hollywood. All those celebrities, you know.
The Scandinavian busts have them the most concerned because now people are clamoring for blood. They want, like, why are these people hurting our children? Why aren't you doing anything? So those busts lead to larger networks because all the networks are connected. They would be stupid not to be.
Right.
Then you've got the folks that are using the deep web, and they're using these really convoluted methods of hiding traffic by setting up their own internets using directional Wi-Fi.
Really?
Some neighborhoods are finding tons of Wi-Fi signals with different SSIDs emanating from the same point underground. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't make sense.
Really?
There's a case that I was just reading today in Hawaii where they found 30 or 40 SSIDs coming from a concrete slab in between two buildings.
Okay, now an SSID is, again, what?
An SSID is kind of like when you set up your network, your Wi-Fi network, the SSID is what you call it. For most people, it's whatever their ISP provided them.
Right.
For many people, they put a creative name on there, like Don't Try to Hack Me or FBI Surveillance Fan or virus, you know, something to keep people out.
Uh-huh.
But that's what an SSID is. It's basically the name of your Wi-Fi network.
Oh, okay. So now they're setting up private
networks. They set up private internet using Wi-Fi because you can do what's called point-to-point Wi-Fi, where you have an on-ramp at one end and then the connection to that on-ramp at the other, using two antennas that are pointed right at each other. You can go 11 miles with normal Wi-Fi equipment given the right antenna.
Right.
And they're setting these things up specifically to keep prying eyes out of their networks.
Well, sure. Well, what do you find? There's so much stuff that has come out through this Pizzagate that wouldn't have come out otherwise. I mean, somebody was investigating that David Brock, how he's been laundering money, you know, through his organizations that he has set up.
The money laundering aspect is significant.
Right.
The money laundering is basically what makes the world go round right now. The financial world is rife with money launderers. When when Citibank bought Banamex, that was the sign that even mainstream U.S. banks were involved in money laundering, because Banamex was notorious for money laundering, for drug cartels.
Okay.
So it's not drugs, it's humans too.
Right, exactly. That's it, the human trafficking, the arms, the drugs. That's another part of this grand, what I call, war profiteering scheme, because, right, it's drug running, and that's what they do. They kidnap these kids, and that's part of the things they make them do, too, a lot of times, is drug deliveries and things. You know, so, I mean, these MKUltra slaves that they set up, they have them do all this illegal conduct.
Once they're controlled, once you break someone's will or their individuality, they will pretty much do whatever you want, and it's not a secret that they will. I mean, that's part of even mainstream, quote, sex slavery, where, you know, people volunteer to be someone else's sex slave. That's still part of the program.
Right. Well, thank you.
And you can
so
buy
much.
Books on how to do it on Amazon.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Aaron. And I'm glad that we got to talk about all this, and we got to talk without interruption by getting cut off.
That was pretty good.
Okay, well, nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye. 'Cause I hear screaming on a left.